It's a labor-intensive process. Counting by hand bullets from nearly 2,000 polling stations across several Iraqi provinces. This came about after supporters of political parties that lost seats demanded a recount. Their representatives have been monitoring the process.
Today we've recounted over 100 stations. We are comparing current and old results to see if there is a difference between manual and electronic numbers. In this case, we go by manual count. Then we will announce the new results day by day. There is more than 50 observers here.
Iraq's parliamentary election earlier this month, which was moved up to meet the demands of protesters, saw a turnout of 41%. That's the lowest figure in the post-Saddam Hussein era. The bloc affiliated with the influential Shia leader Muqtada al-Sadr won 73 seats, the most of any party. However, the pro-Iranian multi-party Al-Fatah Alliance secured only 17 seats, down from 48 in the last election.
Several previously dominant political parties have rejected the election results, accusing the Electoral Commission of vote rigging. The Commission says it has received more than 1,400 appeals so far, but it says it has turned down most of them because they're not supported by evidence.
For more than a week, supporters of the losing parties have been protesting near the entrance to Baghdad's Green Zone. Most of these protesters are members of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces, the military arm of the Shia Al-Fatah Alliance. Security measures have been tightened around the area, which is home to the U.S. Embassy, other international diplomatic missions, and government offices. That followed threats made by the protesters to storm into the Green Zone. They have denounced the UN mission which monitored the election and accused it of facilitating fraud.
2,000 polling stations will not change much. We want manual recount of all votes in all provinces in the presence of neutral international observers. Otherwise, there will be escalations and will demand a re-election.
Many people also say the recount will not change much. Supporters of the Popular Mobilization Forces have organized sporadic protests across the country in recent days. They burned tires and blocked roads north and south of Baghdad. For them, the election result is crucial for their future. And if their political parties can't get into parliament, they fear they'll have nobody to look out for their interests. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.